From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama will reveal details of a budget plan that he'll ask Congress to chew on. New information is emerging this morning on a piece of this that'll be especially controversial. The president is proposing a tax on the foreign earnings U.S. companies stash abroad. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is here. Sabri, what are details?
The president wants a one-time 14% tax on all the money that U.S. corporations have made overseas that these companies are stashing abroad right now. And he's also proposing that from now on, when a company earns money overseas, that company pays 19% tax on that money, whether or not they bring it back to the U.S.
That sounds substantial.
Yes, it is and it isn't. So right now, if a company makes money overseas, they don't have to pay almost any taxes on it until they bring it back to the U.S. So 19% is a big increase from zero. But once companies do bring their foreign earnings home, the corporate tax rate is 35%. So what the president's proposing is obviously far less than that. The thing is that some companies, like Apple, for example, just keep their foreign earnings abroad indefinitely, so they don't pay much or any taxes on it. There's about $2 trillion of this money out there right now.
How's this proposal going to fly in Congress?
Well, you know, the president sort of sweetened the idea by using the money, $238 billion, for roads and bridges and transit systems. That's something that Republicans have expressed some interest in. But if they view it as a tax hike on U.S. businesses, they're not really going to go along with it.